This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And the history and citizenship, and making sure that they, alhamdulillah, they grow up to become the best of human beings in this society. Remember, nowadays it's all about indoctrination, it's all about ideology and teaching people for political gain. And the battle is on. Unfortunately, it's all about the kids and the future generations. Brothers and sisters, in the past, we used to prepare our kids for school with what? With school supplies, with lunchbox, making sure that the pattern and the picture is what the kids they want to have with them when they go to school, with uniforms. And nowadays, you grab your kids and you put them down and tell them, listen, this is right, this is wrong. When you hear this, let me know. In the curriculum such and such, we are putting our kids at risk, unfortunately, just by exposing them to what is supposed to be an educational system. Brothers and sisters, school is starting, and our Muslim kids are going to be going back to school. Now, it doesn't matter if you have kids or not, if you're married or not. We are one community, we're one society, we're one village. Whatever happens in that school is going to affect you, affect me, affect everybody else, whether we like it or not. And if you think it's not my concern yet because I'm not married, because I don't have kids, no, it is. And if you think that I'm done with that because my kids are grown up, inshallah ta'ala, think about your grandchildren. Think about the effect of the negative thing that happens in schooling today. It is our duty to be responsible for our children. And they're all our kids. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. All you who believe, he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, guard yourself and your families, your children, against fire. The fire of hell. He subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالْ وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ The fuel of which are mankind and stones. And Allah subhanahu is warning that this is not going to be an easy thing. So it's our duty to guard ourselves and our children against Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them all from Ya Rabbil Alameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also made it very clear. It says, كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ Each and every one of you is considered a shepherd, and you are going to be asked about your flock and those who are under your care. Once again, you might say, I don't have kids yet. I'm not even married. Ibrahim alayhi salam was making this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي He said, my Lord, make me among and also among my offspring those who will establish salah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ dua. Ya Allah, accept our dua, he used to say. Our ulama of tafsir, they said, Ibrahim used to make this dua even before he had kids. Because he had his first child when he was an old man. Salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. So he was making this dua constantly, even though he had no children. Brothers and sisters, wallahi, it is so important to care for our children as we send them off to school, as the season starts right now. It's different. It's not like last year or the year before that, even 10 years ago. It has a whole different game right now. Sending your kids to school, just sending them to battle. Ideological battles, Allahumma musta'an. It used to be the influence from the teachers only. But now even their peers, their own students, their own friends. And I'm not talking about high school or middle school, even as young as kindergartens these days. They've been exposed to so many things, so many ideologies. They can't defend themselves against that. It's coming from an authority, from a teacher. And teachers for them are like gods. Whatever they say, they must be right. And unfortunately, they're very vulnerable. So it's extremely important for us to care about our children. Brothers and sisters, when it comes to school, as it starts, many people get stressed out. Parents and children. A lot of anxiety stuff, how you're going through stress all the time. Behavioral issues. Your kids are behaving differently because now they're copying somebody else, probably. There's a lot of peer pressure. No matter how good your kids are, they can't be immune from being influenced by the surroundings, whether we like it or not. And I'm talking about surroundings, regardless whether you're sending your school to Islamic school, sending them to public school, or even if you have them homeschooling. If your kids have access to the internet, they've already been influenced by somebody else. As simple as that. No matter how good your kids are, they'll find their ways. SubhanAllah, they're clever. They outsmart their parents so easily and so quickly, Jama. You think that they're doing their homework, or they're doing something else with it. So make sure that you are with your kids, alhamdulillah, on the same page as we prepare ourselves and our children for the next school year, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. I want to share with you seven tips. Seven tips by which we can, inshallah, azza wa jalla, care for ourselves and our children and the children in our community, inshallah, azza wa jalla. The first thing, The first thing we need to think about and make sure that we apply in our lives and the life of our children is what is the most obvious thing, the Islamic values and Islamic identity. We hear the word identity very often, specifically nowadays. It's becoming even much more relevant, more than any other time in the past. So we talk about Islamic values. I'm not just saying about what you teach them when you send them to Islamic school, to Islamic school, or what they learn from Sunday school or after school programs in the masjid. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what are you practicing at home as a parent. Those are the real values your kids are going to learn from you. It doesn't matter what Sheikh Fulan and Sheikh Fulan says in the masjid, but when they see their parents don't even care about that, so why do I have to care? If you really want your kids to worry about their religious identity, and they worry about their values and care about their values, then show it to them. Show it to them properly through your practice and through your lifestyle at home, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Let's encourage our kids to be prompt when it comes to their ibadah, their ta'ah, their salah. They think about the Quran, about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the value of truly being a true worshiper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this time. It's extremely important, but the most important thing is through our practice as well. Number two, obviously, your kid's going to go to school, spend 8 hours, 7 hours, you know, if not even more, if they have programs after school, and they're going to come back with tons of stories. What do they expect from you? Listen to them. Just listen. Remember, having a dialogue with your kids is extremely important. The least that you could do for your children is just to listen and be that what they call emotional dumpster. They come with all that stress and they want to throw it at you because you're old enough to carry it for me so I can just relax. Be that for your children. Listen to them. In the story of Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing a beautiful example of a dialogue between a father and son. A dialogue. The father initiated that dialogue. I know nowadays might not be the best way to deal with it, but you have to raise them on that. That the conversation between you and your children is always welcome, is always open, no matter what, how tough the subject is. I am willing to listen. I'm willing to talk to you about it. So encourage your kids, inshallah, to be open. And open up with them as well, too, in regard to these matters. The third thing that we need to think about and prepare ourselves for is our children's friendship. You cannot isolate your kids from making friends. We're social beings. We are social beings. And we get influenced by the people around us easily. SubhanAllah. And also, we see that, you know, we kind of feel attracted to different qualities. And so it depends on how you raise your children. They're going to start feel attracted and gravitate towards some of these people who share maybe the same values and same qualities. So make sure that you, instead of trying to isolate your children and stop them from making friends in school and so on, be part of it. Be part of it. Get involved. Ask about who's your friend, who their family are. Hey, can we meet them? Can we talk to them? Whatever you can, slowly and gradually, be part of the selection process for your children. And even better than that, if you can start yourself by inviting family, like-minded families, to your house, and invite their children, make some friends, new friends in the community. There are a lot of opportunities, but we cannot stop our children from making friends, whether we like it or not. And if you don't allow them to make friends in real world, guess what? They have tons of people, they call them friends online already. They play games with them. They have, you know, whatever secrets that they have with each other. And Allah knows what else. So you need to be that guide for them to have, inshallah, the best friendship. So when they have peer pressure, hopefully it's a positive peer pressure. Number four, knowledge. Knowledge is power. There's no doubt about it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the first ayah in the Quran, it was what? Iqra. That's the value of knowledge. Read in the name of your Lord who created. That's the first thing. Reading and learning is extremely important. And our time and our life and our culture is all about, you know, knowledge superiority. Those who know more, know better, they have a better maybe chance to win an argument or at least, you know, have a better maybe lifestyle. And it's all about now debating these ideologies, these thoughts, these statements, these arguments. Make sure that you prepare yourself as a parent and prepare your children, age appropriate, obviously, with that knowledge that they need in the school. Whether your kids go to Islamic school or otherwise, prepare them for that. If you know that they're going to go to school, they're going to have to debate over LGBTQ issues, for example, have the answers ready for them. Engage with them. If they're going to be dealing with things about, you know, denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or whatever that is, have the answers ready for them. Learn, practice, and teach your children as well too, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you don't have that knowledge yourself, what do? Be resourceful. Look for those who can help you, whether in the community, in the masjid, in your circles of friends, anybody that you know that they can help provide that knowledge for you and for your children, please reach out and engage. Don't wait. Number five, active. Being active and involved actively in the community. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, wal asri inna al-insan lafi khusr. I swear to you by the time and the afternoon time, he says, inna al-insan lafi khusr, every insan, every human being is a constant state of loss. Except, he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have faith, acted upon this faith, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, acted upon this faith, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, enjoin each other to do that which is right and forbid that which is wrong, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and they remain patient with each other on this path. So it's our duty to be active in this society. You can't just be a passive, you know, member of a community. You have to engage. And if you don't engage, you're losing already. We need our kids to be active. I know a lot of parents, they just kind of get themselves busy preparing their kids to excel in school grades. Unfortunately, they fail on social skills and life grades, and even the akhirah probably. Please bring your kids to the masjid. No matter how busy they are, no matter how many exams they have, bring them frequently to the masjid. Let them be part of the community. Get them involved in programs. Have them be active in the community, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And number six, brothers and sisters, create for your children a healthy back-to-school routine. What does that mean? Balance. Balance between ibadah, worship, salah, and ta'a of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and focus on their school as well too. Between social time with friends, when they have a break, for example, and maybe some healthy games, and also being serious about their life as well. Sleeping at a specific time, waking up for ibadah and salah, being whatever that is. Create a healthy routine for your children and for yourself as parents as well too. And finally, family time. Family time is extremely, extremely essential. You see, the kids can give your children, a school can give your kids and your children everything they probably want right now in terms of skills and knowledge and resources and so on. But what not will be able to give them is that sense of true family. Yeah, they might think they have an elusive family filled with their friends and so on, but nothing like being with your parents, with your siblings around the dinner table, talking about your day and your life, and engaging in such a beautiful, beautiful environment around that moment. Yes, it might be stressful for many parents and siblings, you know, bickering with each other, but one day you're going to look back and you just kind of like say, subhanAllah, that was such a beautiful time. Brothers and sisters, make time for it. Don't make excuses. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. Brothers and sisters, in addition to what we mentioned, just one last thing I want to add to this, inshallah تبارك وتعالى, is that as an individual, you might not have all the skills you're looking for. As a family, maybe you don't have all the resources that you desire to have for your children. So networking within your own community is extremely important. Living as one family is essential. We don't have the luxury of isolating ourselves because, you know, I'm kind of like worried about being around people, or I don't feel comfortable talking to others and so on. You don't have that luxury anymore. You need to get out there. Be brave enough to engage and talk to people, get to know more people, inshallah ta'ala, and ask. Make friends for yourself and for your families, inshallah azza wa jal. Networking is important. And you'll be surprised. And inshallah ta'ala, as the school start, bidnillahi ta'ala, here in the masjid, we're going to provide a lot of activities and a lot of programs to help you out with that. Parenting workshops, marriage workshops, many other things for the kids and for the family, inshallah ta'ala. Get involved and come. Start networking with other people and start from today. If you want to learn about something, ask. Maybe the person sitting next to you is the best expert. Why? Because they're a parent, they're a father or mother of five kids. And they know better than you because you have only one child. I don't know. But make sure that you make the time, inshallah, to network with people, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And I remind myself at the end with the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rabbi ij'alni muqim as-salati wa min dhurriyyati rabbana wa taqabbal dua. Ya Allah, he says, Ya Allah, make me and among my offspring and my children those who will maintain their salah, those who will always worship you in the way that is most pleasing to you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'na, wa anfa'na bima alamtana. إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها عباد الله إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان يوم الدين وأقم الصلاة